Shalom Aleichem. Wanted to share a sweet idea that we can have in mind with the upcoming Shvi'i, Pesach, seventh day of Pesach, when we talk about the splitting of the sea and what does that mean for my personal service of Hashem. So when we read this story, we encounter this really fascinating moment when the Jewish people are just about to split the sea. And Moshe Rabbeinu is doing what we thought a good Jew should do, davening. He's calling out to Hashem and saying, Hashem, save us. The Egyptians are trailing us. We need your help. And what does Hashem say? Something very surprising. Stop davening. Ma titzak elai. Why are you davening? Go into the sea. And the Midrash describes that Nachshon ben Aminadab was the first one who jumps in. And indeed, we jump into the sea, and the salvation comes from there. But the question is, why? Don't we believe that Hashem always wants us to daven, to pray, and the salvations come through the prayer? So what is this trying to teach us, that here God tells them to stop praying? So the Netivot Shalom, as always, offers a beautiful explanation. He says, of course, the truth is we always have to daven. And Moshe Rabbeinu did nothing wrong by davening, did absolutely the right thing. Everything always happens through prayer. But at the same time, the Torah wants to teach us that there are times in life when it's not enough to only daven. Of course, we have to daven. But for example, here, there was a kitrug, there was a prosecution against the Jewish people. They also were idol worshippers, and they didn't necessarily deserve to be saved. At Kriyas Yam Suf, the tefillah enough wasn't enough. So we needed to use a secret weapon. And what was that secret weapon? The koach, the power of bitachon, of trust in Hashem. This koach that David HaMelech says all the time, by trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chesed of Hashem will surround us. And by my faith that Hashem will save me, that actually draws down the salvation. What's a mashal? Imagine you have a father and he's taking his child into a swimming pool and the kid is saying, no, it's dangerous. I can't do it. And the father says, don't worry, trust me. You know, I'll take care of you. So when we truly trust Hashem, we breathe and we say, Hashem's going to take care of me. That's an incredible power, which is what the Jewish people needed to use. They trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through that act of trust, the salvation of the splitting of the sea actually was achieved. I read an amazing story about this koach of bitachon, of trusting Hashem. From Rabbi David Ashir's Sefer Living Amuna. So he talks about a Rabbi Nissen Yagin, who ran a kollel, and in order to pay his students, he needed exactly $23,000 that day. It was payday for the students, and he had nothing. He had zero money to pay them. He just ran dry. And his nephew happened to be, you know, in his house and witnessed all this. And he asked, he said, again, Rabbi, uncle, what are you going to do? And he said, well, I trust in Hashem. He's always been there for me. And I trust he'll find a way to help me out. And he was shocked, his nephew. What do you mean? If I were in your shoes, I'd be running, going crazy. But Rabbi Yagin, he lived his day. He davened. He learned. He was calm. He had trust. And amazingly enough, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yagin still didn't have the money. He went to his office and he was davening. Hashem, you've always been there. You've always saved me. Please bail me out. I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this l'shem shamayim. And right at that moment, someone had walked into the office and gave a satchel of coins, exactly $23,000. Only years later did he find out who that malach was. He was in a wedding in Baltimore, and there was a man who they seemed to recognize each other, but they didn't know from where. And finally, he realized that he had seen Rabbi Yagin that one time when he was the guy who dropped off the money. What had happened? He had had a dream. He went to bed, and his father, who I believe was a student of Yagen, had come to him in this dream and said, "What are you doing? Go give $23,000 to Rav Yagen. He really needs the money, l'shem shamayim." And he said, "Okay." He went to the, he didn't even know who this person was. He went to the hotel. He asked, "Who's this Rav Yagen?" They said, "Right over there." He found the guy who happened to have some extra cash, and he took $23,000 and gave it to him. It's an incredible story. Now, you might ask yourself, well, how come those stories don't happen to you and me? Well, perhaps we could suggest because you need a kind of supernatural level of bitachon, of trust in Hashem, that this Rav Yagen seemed to exemplify. And since he went and showed this supernatural level of trust, Hashem said, "Oh, you completely rely upon me, so I'm going to do a supernatural miracle for you." And this is something that it's not just for the big tzaddikim. The truth of the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim writes that the level of Hashgacha Pratis, the level of divine providence that we will witness in our lives, is directly proportional to the level that we trust that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we are truly in a Dveikus state of mind and thinking everything's from Hashem, so then we're divinely protected and everything will be B'Hashgacha Gemura. But as soon as we stop thinking in that type of way, then the world goes in that level. So it's kind of, we choose our own reality. Actually, that's exactly what the Rambam says. And this principle is also reinstated by the Malbim, by the Netziv, by Nativat Shalom. Everyone talks about this idea that it's at any particular moment, at any particular day, we can choose our level of divine providence. So choosing to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect us will actually draw and bring those miracles into our lives. One more idea I wanted to share from Nativat Shalom. He gives a second answer to our question of why Moshe Rabbeinu was told not to daven right now. And this is from his grandfather, the Beis Avram, or perhaps his great-grandfather. The Beis Avram explains that it wasn't just about bitachon, it was about mesiris nefesh, or self-sacrifice. Shem wanted the Jewish people to jump into the water, to risk their lives, and through that act of self-sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that would draw down the miracles of Yam Suf. And what we would call this is an awakening from below, which arouses awakening from above. It's something which I often talk about. I'm in tour guide season these days, and I often tell the story of the Churva Synagogue, how the original foundation of the Churva Synagogue was through this act of Mesiris Nefesh, where these Jews said, "We want to bring the Mashiach. We're not going to just wait here. We're going to settle Eretz Yisrael. We're going to settle Yerushalayim." And 1,300 Jews set out to settle Yerushalayim in 1699, and they didn't succeed. And they weren't able, for 25 years, they were able, and then they got kicked out of Yerushalayim. And then the students of the Vilna Gaon said, "We're going to settle Yerushalayim." And they set out, and after a crazy amount of Mesiris Nefesh, they were able to build the Churva Synagogue. And that too only lasted for 80 years until 1948. And then finally, you know, through the Mesiris Nefesh of the paratroopers in 1967, we were able to get the old city back and get the beautiful synagogues of the old city back through these acts of Mesiris Nefesh, of awakening from below, of not waiting for the miracles above, but going and showing Kadosh Baruch Hu our willingness to sacrifice for him. I'll end with one more story, which I love to share, about the self-sacrifice of a woman named Esther Kallengold, who came to the old city when the Jews were in siege in 1948, and they were outnumbered 20-1 by their enemies. And this woman came, like the rest of the Haganah and the Etzel fighters, to defend the old city. Unfortunately, she didn't survive. And we lost in 1948 the old city. But she writes that she's sure, she has bitachon, that the Mesiris Nefesh, so to speak, of her and her fellow fighters will be the reason why we will reap those benefits here living in Eretz Yisrael, living in Yerushalayim. And 100% she was right. We are here in the schus of those who were Moser Nefesh for Am Yisrael, so that we can be here today. So what does it mean for me? Again, it means let's go a little bit higher right now, whatever our spiritual level is, whatever our service of Hashem, whatever our service of our fellow man is, let's ask ourselves, how can I raise myself to an even higher level that I'm ready to go? And in that zechut, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu send down shefa of bracha, and may we merit to see miracles in our personal lives and in lives of all of Am Yisrael and the whole world. And let us say, Amen. Gevalt, have a beautiful Shvi Yishal Pesach, a beautiful Shabbos. Di 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 di